Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, February 23rd, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden imposing economic sanctions on Russia. Donald Trump reacts to those sanctions. A new poll says most Democrats are not watching cable news anymore. The Freedom Trucker Convoy heading to Washington, D.C. Also ahead, is the nation ready for another Hillary Clinton campaign? But first, President Biden unveiling new economic sanctions against Russia, as you may know. He announced the measures one day after Putin invaded parts of eastern Ukraine. The sanctions specifically targeting Russian banks, energy exports, and those close to Mr. Putin. The White House vowing to impose more measures if Moscow moves further into Ukraine. Donald Trump predicting China will move against Taiwan while Joe Biden is in the White House. The former president saying, quote, if properly handled, there was absolutely no reason that the situation currently happening in Ukraine should have happened at all. China is going to be next. They want Taiwan badly. Putin never would have done it, and Xi would never have done it either under my administration, unquote from Donald Trump. New survey from Gallup finding Democrats turning off cable news. Just 34% of progressives now say they pay close attention to TV political coverage. That's down from 70% in 2020. Fewer Americans are watching national news than at any time since 2017. Biggest factor for the decline, the disappearance of Donald Trump. Another reason is the collapse of CNN. Speaker Pelosi warning lawmakers a Freedom Trucker convoy could soon descend on D.C. The top Democrat working with the police and the National Guard to protect the complex, the Capitol complex, during President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st. The FBI believes 10,000 people may try to occupy downtown Washington before the speech. As you know, truckers in Canada shut down the capital city of Ottawa up there for 4 weeks. In a moment, Hillary Clinton does not think Joe Biden will run for re-election. Right back. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts. For coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Hillary Clinton back in the news as her campaign in 2016 paid tech people to spy on Donald Trump. Big story out of John Durham's investigation. Also, very quietly, Mrs. Clinton is raising money for perhaps yet another presidential campaign. First, her biography. Hillary Diane Rodham, born on October 26, 1947, in Chicago. She attended Wellesley College near Boston, then Yale Law School, where she met Bill Clinton. Hillary married Mr. Clinton in 1975, then began practicing law in Little Rock, Arkansas, where Clinton lived. Served as First Lady of Arkansas from 1983 to 1992. Then First Lady of the USA, 1993 to 2001. then U.S. Senator from New York, 2001 to 2009, then Secretary of State, 2009 to 2013, under President Obama. So, Hillary Clinton has quite the resume, and also a lot of controversy. So much, it is hard to believe. In 1992, in Arkansas, Whitewater, the Clintons apparently gave money to shady real estate dealers during Bill's time as governor of that state. In 1998, the Monica Lewinsky scandal and attempted cover-up. 2012, Benghazi. Muslim extremists breached a U.S. diplomatic compound in Libya, killing Ambassador Chris Stevens, three other Americans. Secretary of State Clinton denies all responsibility for it. 2015-16, Mrs. Clinton's use of a private email server to transmit top secret documents, and the server was destroyed. 2022, the Durham probe is mentioned into whether Hillary's 2016 campaign spied on Donald Trump, which it did. The question now becomes, does any of that matter to Democrats? Apparently, Hillary Clinton thinks not. She knows what most of us know, that President Biden is not running the country well. So, as I said, she is quietly raising money, a lot of money, hoping that Democrats will turn her way again. And if you look at the landscape, Vice President Harris has terrible poll numbers and very few Americans even like her. You can say the same for Hillary Clinton, but her resume is light years better than Ms. Harris. Also, who else is there if Joe Biden declines to run again? Take a look at the Democratic landscape. They don't have any high-profile people. Nancy Pelosi is the most powerful Democrat, and she's 81. So, Mrs. Clinton thinks she has a good chance in 2024. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest and perceptive news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arcseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. On this day in 1945, U.S. Marines overran forces from the Empire of Japan defending a tiny island in the Western Pacific. The image of soldiers hoisting the American flag would become one of the most iconic photographs ever taken. Codenamed Island X, this barren speck of volcanic rock is one-third the size of Manhattan. It is now known to the world as Iwo Jima. The invasion, called Operation Detachment, was planned a year in advance. The territory was vital to the Allies, who wanted airfields to prepare future strikes against Japan. Tokyo viewed Iwo as its last line of defense. Beginning in June 1944, the U.S. Navy began bombarding the island. American soldiers then stormed the beaches on February 19, but met little resistance. However, as the troops moved inland, they encountered brutal Japanese defenses. On February 23rd, U.S. forces won the high ground at Mount Suribachi. Once the top was secured, the American flag was attached to a damaged water pipe and raised over the island. It was the first foreign flag to fly over Japanese soil in history. Three out of the six Marines depicted in the photo raising the flag would be killed within the next 72 hours. The savage battle would wage on for another 4 weeks. In total, 70,000 U.S. soldiers fought 22,000 Japanese troops for control of Iwo Jima. 7,000 Marines were killed, 20,000 Japanese dead or missing. The surrender of the island put American bombers just 750 miles away from Tokyo. And here's something else you might not know. For some fighters, the mission to defend Iwo Jima would go on. Two Japanese lieutenants held out on the island for 4 years. Nobody really knew they were there, but they didn't surrender. The pair of machine gunners finally gave up on January 6, 1949. For more incredible stories about America's brutal campaign to vanquish Japan in World War II, please check out my book, Killing the Rising Sun. Back after this.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.